Station 2. Today is Saturday, April 13th, 2013. Our host, Ron Amatron, is here to discuss the healings available to us on his website, creationlightships.com, to answer your questions and to offer us healings live on the Creation Lightship, also known as Source Energy. There is a large picture of a light being's face on the BBS Creation Lightship page about halfway down. So let's get started by having Ron activate the light being's face for us on our monitor screen to use during the program. Hi, Ron. Over to you for the activation.
Hey, everybody. So I'll bring up the light being, scroll down on BBS. It's right there. And here we go. So we're going to bring in the male energies again here. So stronger, just watch a picture change, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll do a clearing here. Now let's do an emotional clearing, and we'll see how that's going. So with all of you, think of an issue that you may have. I'm going to release that one particular incident from you. So think of that issue. Here we go. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. We go into the light ship probably about a quarter after here. So turn it back over to you, Kathy.
I just posted in the fast chat that BBS Radio has. You can post your requests for healing areas that we will be taken to by Ron, who's our ambassador to the Creation Lightship. You can post your requests in the fast chat, and I'll be watching for them. And today I saw somebody had posted that they really enjoyed the green water that you had activated during the, today was the preparation, ascension preparation teleconference that Ron holds every month. Today was the four-hour preparation, and a lot of water was activated with light codes, different kinds. Ron also gave us the opportunity to pick our own kind of water to ask the light beings to activate for us for whatever we thought we could use it for, and whether it be detoxification or clearing out or for energy. And so that was just some of the interesting things that go on during the intensives and the physical preparation we do on the Creation Lightship. So, Ron, before we go to the Lightship, I'll be watching the fast chat for any questions for you, and also the email address at clsquestions@yahoo.com. But I did want to read to you a testimony that you received from someone who recently completed with you over the phone their Master 4-in-1 healing. So let me just read it to you quickly here. This testimony says that this person, she had a joyous reconnection with her twin flame and felt renewed vitality after being disconnected from energetic attachments to over 13 planets and to the soul family. This person also got to experience her home base energy, a place of divine light, which she says fills her heart and home with divine love and light. During that time, she noticed around her was coming to her backyard possums, squirrels, mice, and cats from other yards where she was, and they were going toward her where she was sitting. During the 4-in-1 session with you, Ron, she says, the entire experience was supremely peaceful and joyous, and that she feels very complete, and it was well worth the wait of all the many thousands of years. She's very grateful to you, Ron, and the Creation Lightship for this precious gift. So that's what someone wanted to share with the listening audience about what her experience was like after doing the 4-in-1 master healing with Ron. So, Ron, would you like to add anything about how the 4-in-1 works?
Well, you're separated from your other half, which is your twin flame energy, and that's why most people feel loneliness here and find ways to try to fill the loneliness, which is like a Band-Aid. And people go in and out of relationships looking for something that resonates with them, and then they normally find somebody else after that. So the twin flame is what you're missing, and that's one of the major dark side tricks that they've played on everybody to keep you held here, because you don't have any backup. You don't have your other half with you, and you're always feeling maybe either upset or lonely or betrayed or something. There's always an emotional situation that you get into because you don't have your twin flame energy. If you had your twin flame, you probably wouldn't be doing a lot of things that you're actually doing. And then your home base energy is where you go to after each incarnation when you're on a planet of light. Here, your home base energy was copied. Remember, the darkness of light, the light of the darkness, always copies what light offers. So all they do is anything that's new coming down the pike, we'll say they copy that. And that's why you think that everything sounds okay. So your home base energy is copied here as your soul family. And that's what you think you have, looking for a soulmate and all this other stuff that goes along with it. And all that is a spiritual setup with agreements and contracts to get yourself more wrapped up and going down the rabbit hole even further. So the then we take off 13 planets that are connected to you and take you out of your soul family completely so that you're no longer involved with all these energetic connections, cordings, and situations. So that's the nice thing. You get back to what you had initially on a planet of light. Your twin flame will not stay with you very long, but it will come and see you off and on. And you can't really use it for anything here, although you just feel more fulfilled. It won't stay in darkness because you're here in land of darkness, because it can't come fully into you, only because you want to go into your heart center where your spirit is. It can't come into your body like your spirit's trying to do. And that's the only way you could really use your twin flame effectively, is if it could really come into your body fully. And it can never do that because of the alien DNA that you have brought forward from different lives, and the astral DNA that's in you from past lives that you have. So there's two things that happen. You have the alien DNA that's in you with critters living with you in your DNA. And then you also have the DNA from your ancestors coming forward with their programs and thoughts and what their belief systems were when they lived. And the twin flame that you have could never stay with you. So that's what that clearing is all about. And you need to do some clearings before that, so that you're able to actually have the twin flame come into you. And you all know that you need to have an emotional clearing done first, your whole lifetime one. And that's one of the clearings, that and typically a mental clearing and your sensory clearing. So I guess back to you, Kathy. We just got off of the four-hour call a little bit ago, so I'm still at energy. And then also still in a decompression mode from what happened last night with the scenario sort of played out again like what happened on the Dark Side Ascension on the 21st of December. So this time a lot of the aliens that were out there, because of the work we've been doing the last maybe week or 2 weeks maybe, the aliens that were living in you, a lot of them, because we got rid of some more recent energies here that was making the planet very corrupted, the aliens now realized that they were being controlled by other aliens and they wanted to leave. Not all of them left, naturally, but a few that did leave left people. And because of that, there was a lot of alien battles, aliens fighting aliens last night. It started probably about California time anyway, Pacific time, about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. So from there, last night was pretty intense. So then the lightship had to come in and battle some of the aliens here, or a lot of them, put it that way. So anyway, the lightship was just kind of a little bit further here. The lightship was actually protecting aliens of darkness from other aliens that were trying to maybe put them back into the mind control patterns, and also the ones that were controlling them. So the lightship had to come in and actually terminate the aliens that were maybe the bad ones, even though the ones that were in you weren't the best. But remember, the whole thing is free choice, free will, and they were pulling out and getting into battle. So the lightship had to come in and terminate a lot of different things last night. So it was a real rough night. So anyway, that's you might feel energies happening. You might feel strange today, possibly. You may see people not responding like they used to. They may have even vanished. So we're playing out this second ascension process of the darkness right now. And if you feel a little different, a little strange, that's because some of that the aliens left your body. You might feel different in your body today. So anyway, that's basically a heads up on that, and I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Well, you mentioned that some people might feel different, and I heard some discussion early this morning before the lightship ascension preparation that some people felt very up and very positive when they woke up. They didn't know why. They felt so you know, that euphoric kind of feeling you can sometimes get when you, like when you were a kid and you knew you were going to get what you wanted for Christmas, sort of that kind of thing. And they hadn't felt that, you know, as an adult for quite a while. So that was kind of remarkable, and maybe that's with what you just said, a lot of energies, heavy energy being cleared, and maybe that's why. So it'll be interesting to see if anyone would like to type in the fast chat what they may have noticed or observed within themselves. So I do see one comment here that where one person says they felt strange being out and interacting with people today.
And the clouds will probably be changing too. So if you notice the clouds around you, they're different. And check out your sky tonight. Maybe it'll be a different nice sky for you. So basically, just to make it very simply stated, a lot of the aliens that were controlling people are no longer here because they chose to leave with free will, free choice. Unfortunately, some of them did not leave the bodies. Gently. Had to do a lot of repairs on people too last night because when they left the bodies, they kind of like put holes in people's bodies just to get out. Some people look like Swiss cheese. Sure, there's a lot of abductions going on, but anyway, that was one of the major events, and that's because of the main darkness person that we've been working on and out, getting them out of here, is gone. So that energy is released. Hopefully, could still be more of the copies of this person, but aside from that, it's a little better. And who knows what's going to happen next, but I imagine tonight will be another rough night, probably. So, that's it. So you should feel a little better. Might feel different in your body, like I said, because some of the darkness that was growing in you, living in you, is released because they chose to leave. And you may have less programs running now in yourself, and may actually see the holograms changing around you physically, and things may look different. So check out things that you know about, you know, how people react, how they respond. Check out your cloud patterns. Check out the way it is tonight, and just see if it looks different to you. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. So I'll take six requests, so maybe Kathy can type them into a box here. Let me go to the light ship right now. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. This only works live. And if you're not listening live, then you're hearing an archive, and that means it's going to have peace energy coming to you. So here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. For now. And got some requests here. Squirrel room. We'll go see some squirrels. This will be great. So enjoy the squirrel energy. Request your healing. One healing that you wish to have, a physical healing. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And go to another room, deer room. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we got a forest room, and this is the rainforest room with the large trees and the ferns. And I guess we got about enough right now here, so the fast chat, if we have enough room. So here we go, going into the rainforest room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, request your one particular physical body healing. And we have a request for cats, dogs, and ponies. So here we go, cats coming our way, little kittens. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And little dog. So what kind of dog do you want to have? How about a St. Bernard? We'll go to the St. Bernard room. So here we go. Let's see St. Bernards do some healing work on you. Here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And then we have ponies. So see the ponies. And I want to see some palominos, so I'll go into that room. And your choice, though, what ponies you want to go to. There's many rooms full of the life forms of ponies from this planet here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And one final room we'll go into is the room with flamingos. And here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, we're going to come back from the light ship. So we're coming back down. Everything's coming with us that we brought up, coming down. So I'll count from 5 to 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and we're here now. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that trip to the Creation Light Ship, Ron. It was must have been nice seeing all the ponies and the St. Bernards healing us. And so I just wanted to relate this to what Ron does on the teleconferences for us with the light beings. These are just some samples of what the light beings can do. You can request a healing. And when we go live with Ron on the teleconferences, on Sundays, and then today we have one. We have them on one Saturday, and then 3 consecutive Sundays. We'll have another one tomorrow. Ron escorts us to the Creation Light Ship, and the light beings scan us and look at us and consult with us and begin to do a lot of healing work by removing alien parasitic densities that we have that are taking the place of our spirit that are stealing, robbing, and devouring our life force energy. So they do a lot of good work for us for the entire month. So even when we're not on the call with Ron, they're still working on us while we are in quarantine because we have corrupted bodies. So it's a very good thing, and also it's essential for ascension preparation to get these out of us. That's why they're called the intensives, because they do a lot of heavy healing work that we need to get these energetic life forces cleared out. They are very destructive. So some people reporting, Ron, that they did see a lot of different looking clouds and that they're supposed to be a visible aurora borealis may be visible somewhere tonight, and that some people did feel fatigue and had some bad days the other day, but much better today. So I guess people are feeling these energies you're talking about too, and there's some people saying, thank you very much, Creation Light Ship and Ron, for doing those healings, clearings, and all the repairing of the bodies. Sounds pretty gruesome to imagine that some people had Swiss cheese holes in their body that you had to repair, but that's some of the amazing things the Creation Light Ship does. So I did want to mention that Ron has offered in past shows and suggested that we continue to do some of the free clearings that are available on the website, creationlightship.com, one of which is the gray skies clearing, which helps us clear out the looming gray clouds or alien-looking gray clouds that are in the skies over us. And a lot of people reporting gratitude for the clearings and for everything Ron does. I do want to remind everyone that there is a little icon on each clearing that's free and also on the homepage that says donate here. And you can donate, click on that, and donate via PayPal quickly and easily for just, you know, any amount as you are able to demonstrate your appreciation for the free clearings that do so much good and also help to keep the website up, which we all benefit from. So that would be a really good thing. So Ron Larry says he got an octopus attack, a radiation beams, and a death code all since Monday, and now he's fatigued. Is that probably wondering if that has anything to do with the past few days' energies you've been battling?
The barcode, I don't know about. The fatigue, I would say very possibly. That could be definitely what people could be feeling. What do I say here? But all I can say is the way it appeared to me with a lot of people that I saw and working with them, these are the humans that were still here. The clones probably, I don't think, were affected. I'll find out probably later on. But these are the humans. What I sort of perceived was that when the aliens decided to leave, somehow they just chose to leave instantly. And for whatever reason, maybe the timelines are being disintegrated. So something was going on that I don't have any information on at this moment, but we'll just say that that's what it would be. So the true humans that were here, and you do have, you know, your natural, you know, clone bodies in you, but the aliens that were living in you somehow got the go-ahead to get out of here because the mind control patterns that I've been working with the last, the last month, typically, maybe longer than that, but they got released from the timelines, and so all of a sudden now the alien races that was living inside of you, just like entities, decided to leave, and they all sort of left at the same time. And that was mainly, probably from yesterday, maybe before that, but I felt it yesterday. And from there, they just pulled out and left. So you can just think about it like their family said, hey, it's time to go now, let's get the heck out of here. And they just came out of people without anything that was really gentle to their bodies. They just pulled out. So just picture if you're a tree and you pull a tree out by the trunk of the tree and there's roots broken off and the tree, you know, leaves, but there's still residue left over. And it'd be more like to a human body like a shrapnel wound, you know. So that's kind of what people would probably be sensing on an energetic level, like, you know, having, been shot like with a shotgun or something as this thing got pulled out of your DNA that was connected to you. So that's how they were, and they got out, and that's basically it. I don't have much insight of what really happened past that. So just a lot's going on. And that's kind of what it is. So what Larry could have felt, if he felt tired today or yesterday, very possibly that was what it was. That's probably true with other people. And again, just look for things around you and see how people are responding. When I went to the store today to get something before the conference call, I felt like I was walking in a completely brand new store on a whole different timeline. And as I was walking, the timeline in front of me was materializing. And that was pretty weird. And everything else you could see looked real, but you know that it really wasn't there. And I think all the timelines now, I can't say the word all, a lot of the timelines are no longer even active. So it'll even be more confusing for people as you go out and about. So don't, the clones are bad enough, okay? The true clones that were here not knowing how to live life. Now it's going to be even worse. So if you had an experience where maybe you gave a clone behind the counter, you know, $4.25 to buy something, and maybe you gave them $2 and a nickel and $4, and they didn't know what the coins were, and they said they wanted a $5 bill instead, now it may even be worse because there's no more timelines that they're probably using for a lot of that communication. So the timelines are the main thing which probably got released also, along with the other aliens living on them. So it's going to be a little disconcerting probably for a while here. And maybe some more light will come in here. And then we'll have to see what else people do to take away the light by their programs. So let's do a clearing here. Let's do one for maybe fear. So here we go. And if you're listening to me and you feel really confused, then very possibly it could be the clone in you not knowing what to do because there's no more timelines. And the programming from the timelines that would normally get handed off to the clone individual maybe not be there. So if you do feel like you are a baby and you want to cuddle up and suck your thumb or something because you don't know what else to do, then that could be the reason why you're feeling that way. So it's time to come into the light. You can go on and to the website and do that clearing to give a clone, a spirit and stuff that's on there. But here we go. Let's do a clearing for fear, if anybody's in fear. Here we go. And this is what I sort of perceived, what they talk about, I guess in the Bible they talk about the 3 days of darkness. This is what we're probably going through, even though it may not look like it's dark. But I'm kind of getting a hint on that here. That's probably one of the prophecies. Can't guarantee it, but it's possible. So here we go. Clearing for fear. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that's for fear of what we're talking about here. In case you have an anxiety with this here, we'll do an anxiety clearing for this topic. And here we go. 1, 2, taking away this energy of your anxiety. 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one for hope. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, check out what's happening, people. And we shall see. I'm sure that a lot of the Federation that people talk about is no longer in existence after this process here. So if you happen to be reading channelers, which I hope you're not, you know, people who connect with things all the time, might be information out there which may come out in a couple of weeks or could even come out quickly that something happened. And they may give the Federation credit for something, which they always seem to twist everything over, which makes no difference to me. But you may understand what is going on. So, and I'm just a little tired right now. That was a rough night.
Understandable. Yeah, understandable, Ron. Some people are just commenting along with as you're speaking about. You mentioned something about the clones, and Jana said that her veterinarian's wife is so cloned she had no idea what breed of a dog she was looking at today.
Oh.
And that's strange. And then some people are saying the skies where they are were not nice at all. It was very gloomy and cloudy in Southern California today after having a whole week of sun. And so Sharina's wondering, with all the aliens out of here, should we be in a much better state now? State of, I think maybe she means state of mind or state of being.
Well, I would say that you probably have less programs controlling you because they're out. As far as the mind energy, you know, I don't know. It depends how much you are using programs in you that the mind uses, you know. So, you know, just see how, you know, is there less mind chatter in the airwaves? Are you a little more self-contained? Are you quieter, you know? It could be a lot of things. So it's hard to say what's going to happen, just that I know these things left here. So very interesting. You know, to see what's going on. That's all that I can bring back that I, you know, have seen. There's probably much more than that. So I did not perceive any of our frontline soldiers actually fighting out there during this process. A few of the special forces teams from the other countries were, like, on standby. But it was you know, just quite an amazing situation. So, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, can we take a few questions from clsquestions@yahoo.com? And now, there's one here from Ed wanting to ask you if, he says, where did you finally corner the main darkness person?
Okay, yeah, there was a planet that I've been working with, I don't know, a month maybe, and following him back. And he had many replicas because the person lived here physically, but also had energetic copies, a lot of them made. I knew of about seven copies, but these life forms were not a physical form. They were like almost invisible energetically. And the planet was some type of planet that looked like a large silver chrome-plated ball bearing. Very, very large. Hard to penetrate. And went in there and they had aliens. Unfortunately, they captured other aliens. And they were using them to power a lot of their stuff in there, in a sense. And also they had torture machines from what was brought here, you know, in the medieval times, etc. And they would have people already there to test out these machines. That was very sad. And then to see aliens kind of embedded on the walls being hooked up to tubes, and they had their life force energy being stolen too. So it doesn't matter if they were from light or not from light. I had to work with them also to get them out. So we just basically chased this guy around, and there's so much that I can't even really remember because I don't live, you know, in time, but that's been ongoing. There could be even another place, but that's probably why this occurred, because this person's energy that had the hold of a lot of the universe of darkness probably got maybe eliminated, or a lot of the programs that he was using, or it was using, I shouldn't say he, but it was using, is no longer. And so the aliens got freed up of mind control, like I've always mentioned, you know, as above, so below. And so all of a sudden, the ones below said, hey, oh, we're kind of free now. Let's get the heck out of here. Maybe they didn't want to come here to begin with to attack humans, but they were forced to. And so they just pulled out. Unfortunately, because they don't know about the human body, they may have just taken parts of you with them. That's still kind of ongoing, looking for bits and pieces. That's about all I can kind of talk about, what I can remember right now. It, you know, it goes downhill from here. But, anyway, the good thing is that you may see a change. So hopefully everything is good and, you're feeling better. If you did feel a little weird today, that could be normal, I guess, on this unnormal planet. And you may start to feel a little more freedom. Check your body. Maybe your body has shrunk somewhat because you got maybe a lot of implants out of you, using the term these alien life forms living in your DNA, living in your cell structures, may have got released. It would be very interesting for the call tomorrow that we're doing to see how that call relates to what happened last night and yesterday. So it'll be quite interesting to see how people feel. You might get a lot of healing done tomorrow, you know, because of that. So, anyway, we're here. Turn it back over to you, I guess. That's you, Kathy.
Well, I like that part. Maybe we'll feel less tired or drained. okay, one more question from CLS Questions. Is 100% clone still being switched out every 10 minutes?
I don't see them switching out. I don't have a lot of intel on 100% clones because they don't have light, but I don't believe they're being switched out. I think they're here for the amount of time that the alien race that created them is going to have them here. So they're just strictly living on a program, and I don't know how long they're going to live here and be here. I just kind of see them as a way that they can be down here and be like a workforce and not complain about their job or anything because they don't have enough back history of anything to complain. They're just here to do work. Much like, you know, when you see in movies when there's a clone person or something, they just, you tell them what to do and they do it, and that's basically it. So I don't think the true clones are being switched out. There's really no reason for it, I don't think. There's no spirit energy in them, so they're just, you know, like an android or a robotic life form or whatever word you want to use there. And human looking, but they run on programs. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, is it possible that someone who's totally cloned out can still be highly functioning, still have a seamless life like before, very successful, very together, you know, good memory, everything still, you know, pretty much efficiently run as before, such as, you know, some physicians that I work with are?
I don't think a cloned out person, at least right now anyway, is going to be able to function properly. They may have enough programs to work with their individual task, and maybe they're being downloaded so that they can keep their job for what they're doing, but I don't think they have anything together other than their own program that they're running. So remember, they're just robots. They're a true human-looking human, a human-looking clone, or clone-looking human, I mean. And all they know is what their program is telling them and how to act and respond. So I don't think they're really even together because they're not being switched out. They could get downloaded more and more. I haven't really got that far into this aspect of what they're doing with them. And it doesn't, right now, it doesn't pertain to what I'm looking at here. So I am here to help the clones get a spirit, though. But the way they're being controlled and stuff, that's not my agenda. I'm trying to help people get out of here for ascension. But that, to me, is secondary. But I don't like having life forms, like the clones that are here, being destroyed by their alien race that they don't want them to be here any longer. Because you could wake up one day and the alien race could say, oh, we're going to take out of here, you know, 4 billion people because we don't want to have them in here. And all of a sudden the Earth is gone. You know, these people are no longer here. That could happen. So that's what's going on. But the true humans are here. Even if you're being cloned out every 10 minutes, you're still here. And you're trying to hang on to your integrity to be human. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you for the explanation. And I'm looking through clsquestions@yahoo.com. And there's another one here of someone who is asking your advice or opinion or if you have any resources about the beginnings of time, such as who created the dark, who or what created dark energy.
No clue.
And
no
where
clue.
Did source energy come from?
No clue, no idea. I don't even go into that stuff. I have no clue.
Yeah, you've discussed this before, and this has come up before, and there's some information on creationlightship.com on the homepage under Creation Lightship on the left side. It will give you just enough information to kind of get an idea of what information is available to learn on this. So I'd suggest you look there first, and maybe also look in the Q&A documents. And the Wikipedia that's on creationlightship.com for the answers to questions of this nature about where did source energy start from and where did the darkness come from. Okay, so let's see. Let me just check the fast chat here and see if there's any more questions and things like that. So not seeing any right now, Ron, but I was wondering if we could have possibly a clearing for, you did some clearings before for emotions and fear and anxiety, but how about a timeline crash for something like strange sort of a day, strange energy?
Boy, Yeah, you have to bring up an issue, I guess.
How about feeling odd?
I'm going to do a timeline crash for you feeling confused, with people feeling confused about not being on a given timeline. Maybe you lost connection with something. Maybe you're having a great day and all of a sudden looked at the clock and you missed an appointment. Maybe you were going somewhere and you turned off on the wrong street. Then you realize that, what am I doing here? So here we go. So we can do something like that, a timeline crash. And we can also do it for being confused. But you got to bring an issue up for a timeline crash. If you don't bring one up, it won't work. So I'll give you 5 seconds here to find one. So first timeline, crashing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what you might look at is look at the people that you see all the time, and if they are acting really, really strange, then you know that they very possibly are a true clone, and you may not want to put your life in their hands. So I'll just say that. So you may want to look at that. Because they may not have the old information that the person that you used to know before the end of last year, and you may not want to maybe associate with them because they're going to be very limited on what they know and what they can do for you. So, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. Looking for questions on clsquestions@yahoo.com. Here's one about the Galactic Federation you had mentioned. This person's wondering if the Galactic Federation are they gone? If they are, do we still need to do the Galactic Federation clearing?
I can't say that they're gone. I never do anything that's 100% where it's going to be the energies of yes, they're gone, or no, they're, I know that we took a lot of them out. Whether or not they're all gone, I doubt it. Do you need to do that clearing? Of course. So let's do a clearing here for people maybe hearing words that I'm not saying, okay? Because you may have a program possibly put in you that's not allowing you to understand what I'm talking about. Let's do that here. And I am talking very slow because I'm a little tired. You should be understanding my words quite easily here. So, one, releasing this out. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, Kathy, we'll just see if that helps communication between people, because you may have programs activated that's not allowing you to hear what I'm actually talking about here. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. So we've got like 10 minutes left for the program. Another question that came through is there an artificial intelligence involved in the alien battles?
Is there artificial intelligence? I don't know. I don't think so. No, I would say probably not.
Okay. So we've got some questions about that sort of thing and what percentage of light is getting through here on Earth. And those sound like measurements, you know, that you people are asking you about, some sort of scientific kind of an answer. And I'm not sure, Ron, that you have ever addressed this before, but even if you knew the answer, it would probably change daily anyway. Is that right, Ron?
It'll be less tomorrow if people go to churches.
Uh-huh.
As soon as people start praying outside of themselves, which normally happens either on Sunday, you know, or Saturday or Sunday, then more people who, you know, do their prayers daily, each time they do that, it's taking away more light. So we do some spiritual practices, right away those take away more light. So, like I said earlier on other shows, this one here, maybe, I think somewhere recently, you know, the problem with the Earth here is that people have turned to darkness and they're doing all these rituals and practices. So it's kind of like trying to fill a bucket up with a hole in the bottom of it. You know, light comes in and people take it and they use the light and give it to the aliens through their practices. So, and they give it to themselves away from it. And since your spirit isn't here, who knows what's going to happen. So I don't know, you know. It's a question that I, you know, have no clue to. And it changes probably moment by moment.
Yeah.
And each time somebody does a practice, then more aliens come in here. And so humanity, you know, these people doing all this stuff is harming you. Because once the aliens come in, then they're looking for, you know, the fishing hole, and you're probably in the fishing hole, and are you taking the bait? And are they connecting to you because of maybe a past process that you did? Maybe you used to be or are a person doing Reiki on people. Well, that's a dark side art that's done by the mind. So if you're doing Reiki on somebody, or you go to a Reiki practitioner, whether they're doing Reiki or not, they are hooking you up to darkness. And you know that? Well, you do know. So if you are doing Reiki on people, then stop it, because you're not using light to heal with. You're using a dark side agenda. And, you know, if you paid a lot of money to get your certificate and you have a lot of clients and that's your income, well, now you know the facts. If you're doing Reiki, you are doing a dark side art. You're doing something that would just be like doing, you know, spells on people, et cetera. That's what you're actually doing. You're connecting them to darkness. You don't know how, where it's going and how much it's, you know, affecting them and what's it doing to you. Dark side kills your practitioners. So that's the whole process is, you know, that's why we tell people not to touch anybody, not to do anything, just to live your own life and be in peace. And just see if those books in your metaphysical library are quarter to you. And if they are, you may want to get rid of them. Just need one book, one page, go within. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, we just have 1 minute left, and I want to take a quick question, and then possibly it would be great if you could end the program with a mind-to-heart drop. Here's the quick question, and that is from Iron Man, who got rid of a lot of books after hearing a previous show talk about that, and was wondering if... Well, it says that their bedroom feels a lot better without the books and the song books there, and was wondering if the heaviness due to the songs were due to the songs previous and song books previous owners. So did she get rid of the heaviness because they were owned by somebody else with dark, heavy energy?
Well, it could be that, and also just the keywords. Remember, you have keywords, so it doesn't matter what's in the book. The keywords are going to connect you to darkness. That's why we do a clearing and show people just by taking the vowels from your first name, you feel different. So you have all those keywords with all the vowels in that book, and they're connected to something. So it could be anything happening. But yeah, very possibly it could be the person's energy. If you do have anything laying around and you want to keep it, then by all means go on and do the object charging on it to get rid of the energy, get it more neutralized. And you may want to do it more often because you don't know what's in that book. You don't know who's connecting to it. You know, maybe you got a book at a bookstore and maybe somebody gave it away, and that owner is always thinking about their book. And they're still hooked up to your book, even though you thought it was given away and you bought it. And the owner may be regretting that they gave it away and it's gone. So we'll do the mind to heart drop here. We'll be ending our program on this here. This you should be doing yourself all the time. If you're not, I don't know why you're not. You better look at that and figure out why you're not. You should be doing at least 5 times a day. So you have to command your spirit to drop your mental thoughts into your heart. And that way you're in peace. And everybody wants to have peace, so why not become peaceful? Dropping down. So, and tell everybody that you know about this here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So thank you, everybody. Hopefully we'll see you on the call tomorrow, 10 o'clock California time, 1 o'clock Eastern. And we have our first of our 8-hour calls for physical body rejuvenation starting tomorrow, getting rid of the alien critters that are living inside of you. Thank you. See you later. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, BBS.